Good Saturday morning and welcome to our Forage Focus. Here is the University's Extension Forage Specialist, Dr. Bruce Anderson.
Warm, humid weather has caused rust to form in many alfalfa fields throughout our region. Is this a problem? Rust rarely infects our alfalfa before mid-July because it won't overwinter here. But if summer humidity is high, like we've experienced recently this year, rust blown up from the south can infect our fields. Rust usually causes little damage in fields harvested monthly, but more mature alfalfa, or alfalfa grown for seed, can be injured and defoliated by rust. So one way to minimize damage is to harvest fields infected with rust early. Rust can cause damage several ways. As I just said, heavy rust infections can cause leaf drop and defoliation of alfalfa if plants aren't cut on a timely basis. This type of injury also will greatly reduce seed yield and quality. Rust-infected hay sometimes causes allergic reactions in animals, more often with horses than with ruminant livestock. Rust also lowers the digestibility of hay, and this lower energy value often isn't detected well by standard laboratory tests. So if you feed rust-infected hay, your animals may not get as much energy from it as expected. One of our biggest concerns is late summer seedings infected with rust. Infected seedlings may be weakened and not develop as much winter hardiness as normal, making them more susceptible to winter kill. If your fields have this problem, plan to monitor them closely next spring to determine early if you need to change your cropping plans. There's really nothing you can do economically to control rust, so monitor, harvest, and adjust plans if needed to minimize damage.
We'll take a look at those area hay prices coming up after this.